Getting into this hour's guest interview segment and catching up with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce, Director of the Chamber, Robert King, in studio today to give us a report on what he's working on to really bring the Chamber into full gear heading into 2026. Good morning, Robert. How are you today?
I'm very well, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. Looking forward to this. This is something you and I have talked about for a number of months now as you've worked with Lincoln County Economic Development and you're working in as the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce Director as well. So maybe just give us a status update and where things currently stand with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Sure will. Thanks, Duke. Hey, we're trying to get everything back online as usual. We're looking at having a monthly interview with the business on the radio, kind of introduce their business, what they're going to be doing, those kinds of things. We're also looking at the Learn and Lunch, and we'll do that monthly as well. Well, we'll invite people to come in and talk about, let's say, the Wyoming Business Council or other areas like the new tourism leader that we have now, and Dominic Bravo. And we're going to invite him in to do some things if he can make it over here. We're also looking at others to come in and talk with us to, you know, kind of highlight the things that are happening in our business and highlight the things that are going on in Star Valley. So, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to improve and update our webpage. And we'll have a calendar there of all the events that will be there within the valley as well, and those things that people are interested in. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting to see things move forward.
Absolutely. And you're working on reorganizing a board of directors for the chamber as well, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're going to get the board of directors involved and get some assignments made. But, you know, it's... there's a lot to do. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. And so as this gets going, stay tuned, I guess, for more details on the chamber luncheons that you mentioned.
Yes.
And you, as you said, you hope to hold those monthly, and you'll have an update on the first one, hopefully in January, right?
That's the plan, yes.
Perfect. Robert, you mentioned also having a business of the month, and we're starting with that today. So I'll let you introduce who the first Star Valley Chamber of Commerce business of the month is.
I'll appreciate that. Yeah, today we've got Jack Swenson with us today with Afton Coffee Company. And Jack, we'll let you talk a little bit about yourself and your business and how long you've been there, those kinds of things.
Okay, sounds great. Appreciate this invitation from Bob and for Duke facilitating this. So we're Afton Coffee Company and Bistro. We started the Afton Coffee Company and Bistro, would have been a year ago May, so this May will be our second anniversary for that. We started out with the Jack Sand hot dogs and did that, and that was a lot of fun, but we felt like we needed to provide more in this area, and so we decided to move into sandwiches and soups, and I ended up changing the brick-and-mortar building and going under the DBA as Afton Coffee Company and Bistro. What we have to offer is amazing coffee. What most people don't know is we also do a lot of non-coffee drinks. We kind of work really hard to make things, for instance, a hot root beer steamer that's a great drink. Any of our specialty drinks we can do with or without coffee. We're also moving into Italian sodas. As far as our sandwiches go, we do panini sandwiches mainly right now. We've got some great ones, the Italian one we call the hot rod, and your ham and Swiss, and all your standard ones. We searched far and wide for the right panini sandwich bread, and I think we've nailed it down. And then we also do some catering and some issues things there. But it's exciting for us to see the movement of the city and the county to start revitalizing and to see some of these businesses coming in around us. We all work well together, and it's exciting.
Jack, I've been stoked since Bob told me that you were going to be the business of the month, because I have a special soft spot in my heart for hot dogs. And just like you, I was a hot dog vendor at once upon a time in another life. That's so what I did to get through college. I had the old hot dog cart on the street corner, right? And I still remember when you opened with your horse trailer retrofitted into the, you know, jack stand. And I thought, that is the coolest thing I think I've seen in a while. So to see you, which you still do the catering of the events with the jack stand, and to see it go from there to where you guys are now and everything you do is fantastic. Maybe walk us through kind of that story from the very beginnings of what made Jack Stand.
Well, it started with a bit of a tongue-in-cheek. When I was working for the government, they would always say, what are you going to do when you retire? And I always told them I was going to work for a grocery store and say, welcome to, you know, Walmart or something. But then as time went on, they said, you can't do that. And so I
dreams I thought, were crushed.
Yeah, what's the dumbest thing I can do or tell them, right? So I said, well, I'm going to stand on a corner and sell hot dogs, you know? And they go, why is that? And I said, because I can't hurt anybody. They're already cooked. And but I've always loved cooking. So one day I bought a horse trailer and said, and I brought it home, and everybody said, are you buying a horse? And I said, no, I'm going to make a hot dog stand. And And so we did that, and it went really well. We still love doing that. That's anybody that works with us, their favorite thing is the hot dogs. But I'll tell you, I've got a original New York style hot dog cart that if you ever, you know, need
Do
some
you?
Spare time.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know this. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and so it kind of went to that, and then my daughter decided to move up this way, and she said, you know, Dad, you need to do sandwiches. And I said, not a chance. I don't want the headache. And then we started talking about it, and then I got to love it. So at the restaurant, I don't sell near as many hot dogs as I do sandwiches, which is great. It's turned out good. It's just kind of the family joke as to my poor hot dogs have just suffered for the sandwiches, right?
I love it. Jack Stand with the Business of the Month with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce, and Jack Swenson joining Robert King and, of course, Afton Coffee Company, the Business of the Month. You do more than just food. You also have some ceramics classes and things.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So my daughter started the Love Family Studios. She provides mostly bisque pre-made pottery things, but people can come in. The prices on the items are inclusive of everything, so there's no time. It doesn't add up to a bigger number. And then she fires it in the kiln for you, and it's been great activity. A lot of groups have come in to do it, a lot of women friends, men friends, families, everyone tends to come in, and it's a lot of good fun, especially in the colder months where you can get in out of the cold and do something with your family or your friends. And she does an amazing job on that, and it's a lot of fun. She has a lot of Christmas items, and I think she's going to have some sale items on some Christmas stuff to kind of get people invigorated for the holidays.
Very cool. So where do people find the Afton Coffee Company, and what's next for your business, and what are you excited for in 26?
So Afton Coffee Company is just south of the arch on the west side of the road. It's 468 South Washington. You can find us online at jackstandwy at yahoo.com, and or I guess it's just .com anyway. And then our next thing is we're moving into some a more variety of cold sandwiches. We're looking at increasing our drink, which ones we do. We want to do some more mocktails and Italian sodas as well. We're moving out of the souvenir business, and we're going to expand the seating area so we have a lot of nice, warm, cozy space. We provide Wi-Fi. We have a lot of people that actually come in, fire up their computers, and work from there. And
coffee shop style, right?
Yeah, coffee shop style. So we have some couches. So we're more expanding into that front part of our lobby to make it less gift shop with a restaurant and more restaurant with maybe a few local handmade stuff.
Excellent. Jack Swenson with the Afton Coffee Company, this month's Star Valley Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month. And Robert, this is just a shining great example of a thriving business that's operating in the Star Valley area.
Correct. We're really excited for his business being here. And, you know, I've been in there a couple of different times, and I'm kind of struck with the hot rod, the yeah. sandwich. And I, you know, tell us a little bit more about that particular sandwich. I think I'm going to have one today.
Yeah, that was another one. My daughter, her great design of some of our choices. The hot rod is on a good-sized panini bread, Italian bread, and then we put on it Swiss cheese, cheddar cheese, mozzarella. Then we add ham, turkey, pepperoni. Then we toast it so it's nice, hot, and melty. And then we put on lettuce, tomato, and we provide a creamy Italian dip. Then you kind of dip it like you would a Philly cheesesteak or something.
I think lunch has just been moved up to 8:45 today.
Yeah,
8:45 for lunch.
Too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Super tasty. Interesting combination, but it's been the number one for us.
Love
people.
It. Great. Yep. Love it. That's again Robert King with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce and Jack Swenson, the Chamber of the Month, Business of the Month with the Chamber, the Afton Coffee Company. Robert, if anyone wants to get involved with the Chamber, what's the best way to do so?
Oh, give me a call. On 307-887-7536, and we'll get everything set up for you and we'll talk through it. But yeah. Love to have more people.
And you do have an office location in conjunction with the Chamber and the Lincoln County Economic Development, right?
Yeah, we're sitting in the planning office for the county is where my office is currently.
Perfect. Anything we missed about Star Valley Chamber?
I think we're okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Hot rods for lunch. Sounds good to me. It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.